Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. Today, I'm very excited to welcome our next guest, Savannah Polly. She won our most recent giveaway on my Instagram, so I'm so glad to finally have her in our studio so we have a chance to chat. She is local to North Carolina and calls Burn Harrisburg her second home. She uses her social media platform to inspire and empower others, specifically women, in an authentic and relatable way. So join me today as we share a little bit about her and about her journey with Burn Bootcamp. Woo! So welcome,
Thank
Savannah.
Thank you so much. So excited to be here. I feel like I know all of you in some sense. So
yeah, no, so it's pumped. Exciting. I know you've, like you said, you've been on the live workouts before. You've been a part of Burn Harrisburg for how long now?
A year and a half.
Year and a half. So let's talk a little bit about who you are and just what you do, what your passions are, and then let's talk about your Burn Bootcamp journey.
Okay. So I definitely would say something that I've always enjoyed doing is empowering other people around me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that stems from just maybe when I was in school, I didn't have the best experiences or I wasn't surrounding myself with the best people, but encouraging other people and making others see what they might not see is something that I just love to be able to do.
Yeah.
So two girlfriends of mine, shout out to Jess Knox and Grace Johnson, both Burn Bootcamp members.
Awesome.
Told me, like, Savannah, you've got to do this. Like, you love being around people, you love inspiring other people. You know, you really enjoyed working out. Like, this would be something that you would really, you know, flourish in. Yeah. And I was like, okay, you know, whatever, fine. So I remember trying. And I walked in and I was wearing a long sleeve shirt, and I bet Roger and Meredith will never let me live that down. I almost passed out. But I walked in and it was genuinely something that I felt like I was supposed to be a part of.
Yeah. Just felt at home right away.
It did. I mean, wholeheartedly, I would have never anticipated it, you know, being so clear.
Yeah. So what do you do for a living?
I work for American Tire Distributors and I'm currently a project manager.
Okay.
This is going on year six. But for the last 5 years, I was in marketing and merchandising. So okay. I call that my niche. It's something that I've come to love. I can do it, you know, from anywhere, and it makes me happy.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Burn. You obviously mentioned that you found it through two of your friends.
Yep.
And were you working out before you were introduced to Burn?
No.
You weren't. Okay.
I was not. So
were you a little bit like hesitant to join, or were you like, gosh, my friends keep doing something and I'm not going to do it?
Honestly, both. Yeah. I've had five knee surgeries, so a lot of my hesitation came from, I don't want to, you know, have to go back to that. I don't want to have to go through surgery again. And it was something in the back of my head that just made me scared. Mm-hmm. And I almost had to turn off the switch and just say, you know, let it go.
Yeah.
So I think finally when Grace and Jess constantly were just telling me it's a great idea, mm-hmm. my friends aren't going to steer me in the wrong direction, right? So finally when I just, you know, turned off the switch and said, just bite the bullet and do
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. So you said you had five knee surgeries. Were you a former athlete, or how did you injure yourself? Was it working out?
I'm going to give thanks to my parents, bad genes. but I played soccer.
Okay.
And I started when I was in middle school, and I had three or four accidents there through high school. And so my kneecap dislocated.
Oh, wow.
And it was awful. And so a lot of the things that I never wanted to do stemmed because I didn't want to hurt myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I found myself not necessarily being out of shape, but I wasn't anywhere where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that I had, you know, awful food habits, or I, you know, was a couch potato, but I knew I could do better.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had to make sure that I thoughtfully made the right decision on how to do that, but being careful with my knee at the same time.
Yeah. It sounds like that mental block for you is like that fear of failure again, right? And I think so many people are afraid to take that next step into their health journey because whether they're afraid of an injury or they're just afraid of failing, they're afraid to take that next step. And it sounds like that was what your mental block was for so many years.
Yeah.
And obviously outside of your friend's encouragement, you know, what work did you have to do to say like, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to just at least go try it out, right? Like, let me just remove these barriers in my mind of this fear that you have.
Yeah.
What was it that really, you know, made you step into the door and keep coming back?
So a year and change ago, I started this new job, same company, just mm-hmm. a different career path. And it stemmed because I kind of plateaued, and not in a fact that I was unhappy, but it was, you know, I've done what I wanted to do, but I wanted to do more, and there wasn't really opportunity in that specific role. And so that and burn kind of happened at the same time. Those mm-hmm. conversations with my girlfriends were continuing to happen. And I remember posting something on Instagram, and I was like, this is my year. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to do whatever the heck I want to do.
Yeah.
I'm not apologizing for it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be happy.
Saying yes to things that you want to say yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't care what people's opinions are, because this isn't about them. It's about me. Mm-hmm. And if I want to grow and I want to be happy, then I've got to show, as I say, show up and show out.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to do it but me.
Yeah. And that's such a good message for so many people that are listening, because most of our fear and our standards that we place upon ourselves is rooted in what we think other people are going to think about us,
right.
You know? And I think even the female body, sometimes we think we have this expectation to look this way, but it's like, at the end of the day, who is really placing that on us?
Right.
Like, nobody's actually, you know, usually, I know that this happens in some people's cases, but no one's really ever telling you, you need to look like this, or you should be doing this. It's these false expectations that we think others are putting on us. And so when you can start to remove that barrier of I don't care what other people think of me, or mm-hmm. I don't care what their expectations are of me, you can truly say yes to the right things. And I love that that's like the breakthrough that you had, because I think so many more people need to have that, like, that mindset of I don't care what other people think about me.
Yeah.
If I fail, if I do something that maybe they don't agree with, if whatever it is in your life. But oftentimes in our minds, we're putting stories in front of us.
Absolutely.
That hold us back from doing what we want to do, whether it's that career change mm-hmm. or that gym you want to try out.
Yeah. And just to piggyback off your question of why I continue to go back, I've kind of spoke about this in the past before, but sometimes you just need one person mm-hmm. to cheer you on. And it could be the smallest, oh my gosh, you did a freaking burpee.
Yeah.
You know, like, or it could be, oh my gosh, your hair looks great.
Yeah.
It could just be that one thing. And every time I was in the gym, I got it.
You got something.
Every time. Mm-hmm. And it didn't have to be, you know, something huge. It could be just something simple, but it made me feel like this was where I was supposed to be.
Oh, it's so true. I remember, I can actually, as you said that, it takes me back to when I first had a baby. So, like, of course, I'd been a trainer for years before I had ever gone through any physical changes in my body, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was always in good shape. Then, of course, I had a baby. And so that kind of humbled me a little bit. But I can remember, like, that 6 weeks postpartum when I started working out again, it was like every time I walked into the camp, I got what I needed, right? Mm-hmm. I got that thing that filled my cup of, like, just one person saying, like, you look great, or, like, you know, you're doing such a good job, and, like, just the small encouragement that so many of us don't get anywhere else.
Right. And like you say, you don't know what anybody's going through. And mm-hmm. it might just be the smallest thing that just changes their entire mindset or day.
Yeah. So obviously me and you are a little biased towards sperm boot camp.
Maybe
But, you know, let's talk a little bit about how it has positively impacted your life, or what are the things that you're now able to translate over to your work life or your personal life that you really gained from working out at Burn Boot Camp?
Yeah, I would say a schedule, as something that I, you know, I go to every camp to 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. And whatever the camp may be, I think making myself or holding myself accountable for whatever my goals are in or outside of the gym, Burn has helped me do mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. And if that's waking up a little bit earlier than I would on the weekends to do XYZ, or if that's, you know, making sure that I'm eating correctly, on the weekends as well, or, you know, whatever it is, I feel like it all kind of stems back and goes back to something that Burn, you know, wants for everybody is to not necessarily to be at the gym 6 days a week, but to live the best life that you want to do it and be proud of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think, you know, if you don't make the effort, then it won't happen. But when you make small changes, mm-hmm. it makes the world of a difference.
Yeah. It's, one of our, you know, in our mission statement itself, it's to create disciplines that transcend fitness, right?
Yeah.
Transcend fitness. So it's like, what are those little things you're learning to, like, no, finish till I get to one, right? Don't stop at 3. I'm sure you've heard your trainer say that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure if you're listening, you're at Burn Boot Camp. It's like when we're counting down by, you know, from 10 to 1, you don't stop early,
right?
And it's like doing those things over and over again, finishing stronger than you started, you know, showing up, even if it's you're not feeling it, right? Some of these things that we're encouraging to happen at Burn Boot Camp are things you can translate outside, right? Like, don't stop short of your goals. Don't stop short of a project. You know, finish it all the way through. And like you said, show up even when, you know,
you don't want to.
And so I love hearing that. I love always translating what people are learning in the gym and then how it's impacted just their everyday life. So what are some of the relationships that you've built being a Burn member?
Oh, gosh, you're going to get me emotional asking me this question. I never in a million years have had the amount of friends that I've had because of Burn. Like, look at me. I'm getting emotional.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was bullied in school. I mean, it was awful.
Yeah.
And I came to Burn having no expectations. And I say that because when I set myself up for expectations, you're your biggest critic. And so you're going to set yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
But when I came to Burn, not only were the trainers and the owners so kind, like, I have a girls' night every freaking week with these wonderful people. I mean, we have a group text that we talk every day, regardless about Burn. They care about who I am and what I'm doing, and they support me nonstop.
Yeah.
And, like, that's authentic. You can't make that up, you know? And so not only that do I go to the gym knowing that they're going to push me and they're going to tell me that I can do the other rep or, you know, they're going to encourage me, but they're doing that outside of the gym.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to tell me, Savannah, go mow the grass. You know, they're going to say, go to the gym. They're going to, they want the best for me. And that is something that is so priceless that you can't put a stamp on. And so wholeheartedly, I would say the relationships inside and outside of the gym have been monumental for me.
Yeah. That's one of the biggest, I think, impacts I see in the brand and being obviously one of the co-founders and COOs. The most proud moments I have are when I'm seeing the community support and lift people up in ways that they wouldn't have probably been lifted up, you know? And of course, some of the examples that come to my mind are some of the really tragic, you know, events that happen, or breast cancer diagnosis or a death in the family or, you know, anything where this community is just rallying around a client or a member. But I also know it's happening in such little ways. Like you mentioned, you know, the friendships that you're building and just the people that are there for you in your life that you never had before. It just really goes to show how important it is to surround yourself with people that share those like-minded
goals. It does. It does, because at the end of the day, you never know what someone's going through. You never know what a friendship could, you know, could really grow into.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a woman that are at Harrisburg who lost half of her leg. And the people that just cheer her on, I can't even put into words how amazing I hope that she feels. But she shows up every day. There's no excuse for her. And it's just so nice to know when you walk into that gym, everybody else, you all have one of the same reasons why you're there.
And you're also inspired by each other.
Oh, my
gosh. It's not just like this trainer that you're inspired by, even though our trainers are amazing. But it's like you look left and right and it's inspiration and motivation, not competition.
No doubt.
And that's another really important thing that, you know, we work really hard and intentionally to not allow competition or negativity or cattiness happen in our gyms, because it won't foster the relationships that you just talked about. So that's another really big, important thing. So I'm sure now that you've been there for a year and a half, you have constantly been mentoring or inspiring new clients and new members that are walking through the door. What would you say to someone listening that's maybe in their trial or maybe hasn't yet, you know, pulled the trigger? What would you say to encourage them?
Show up and show out.
Yeah.
Every day. Go after what you want to go after. Know that every single person in that gym may not speak to you, but they're all cheering you on.
Yeah.
You know, I would say it's not going to happen overnight. And one girlfriend of mine also, Mallory, she said, Savannah, it's not ever going to get easier, but you're going to get stronger. And so that's something I would say too, is every single day is going to be a challenge. But if you're not challenged, you're not growing.
Right.
So show up and show out.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, guys, that's such great advice. If you're scared, you're on the fence, just know that we're there to meet you where you're at. You know, whether that's you just had a baby or you haven't worked out in 10 years or you had, you know, five knee surgeries and you're scared to take that next step. We're going to meet you where you're at, and you're going to be surrounded by positive women and men that, like you said, are there to cheer you on, even though they may not be saying it verbally. They're emotionally there to cheer you on. So
yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. Anything else you want to tell Coffee and Kettlebells listeners before we wrap up today?
I would just say continue to have the attitude that you have, continue to show up for yourself. And just enjoy it. Every single day is a challenge, but every single day is going to be fun. And I would have never anticipated being where I am today a year and a half ago. And I thank Burn Boot Camp for it.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Savannah, again for joining us. It's go ahead and share your Instagram. I know you love to post really inspiring things on there as well. So you guys can go follow her. What is your handle?
Savannah_Powley.
Perfect. And we'll make sure to tag it, and I'll tag it on my Instagram stories as we're promoting this podcast. Awesome. But guys, it's been such a pleasure to talk with Savannah and hear from a member's eyes what that Burn Boot Camp experience is. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
We're so happy to have you be a part of Burn Nation. And guys, thank you for listening today. And just a reminder to go subscribe. That way you will always be updated with the latest and greatest episodes. Yep. And if you're feeling the love today, go ahead and give me a review. That always helps me a lot as well. And just get to continue to spread the awareness and the mission that we're on. So thank you guys, and we'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells. And follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast, or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store, and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.